bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Prophet Samuel Addison is a general overseer and founder of the Eagle House Chapel International. He is a dynamic, authentic, and accurate firebrand prophet of our time who carries depth and authority and operates in a sharp, forensic realm of the prophetic. He is a global speaker whose ministry transcends borders and boundaries. Prophet Addison is a seasoned preacher and author of many books. His messages are centered on hope, righteousness, the Holy Spirit, order, and discipline in the body of Christ. And his prophetic services are highly charged, power-packed, and always filled with the overflow of unusual blessing. Prophet Addison is married to Reverend Mrs. Eunice Binti Addison, and they are blessed with two children. And now, we present to you God's Oracle, Prophet Samuel Addison.
It's our month of power.
And last week we had great ministry from Reverend Duncan Funke and Dr. Steve Mintz. Are you glad to honor these great people? So this morning I want to speak on the topic, the power generation. The power generation. Power generation.
To me, empress.
The scripture we use doesn't look like power, but there's power in.
Asema, you be genuine. So no, who say you too mum? Now so too mum.
Today when I finished on TV, a man of God called me. I've read some 46, but I didn't know there's a fear there.
Asema, can you say when who say you won't be
aware? I said there's a fear there.
You say it won't be aware.
So the scripture I'll give you, doesn't look like power scripture.
And they say to me,
there is something God has for you. So follow me today. Acts 19, verse 11-16. Acts 10, verse 38. Yourself, please read for me.
Now God worked unusual miracles.
God worked unusual miracles
by the hands of Paul.
By the hands of Paul.
So that even handkerchiefs or aprons,
handkerchiefs or aprons,
were brought from his body,
from his body,
to the sick, mm-hmm, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirit, saying, "We exorcise you by Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. Verse 15.
Now, go back to verse 14.
Verse 14. Also, there were seven sons,
there were seven sons of Sceva,
a Jewish chief priest,
a Jewish chief priest, who did so. Verse 15.
And the evil spirit answered and said,
the evil spirit answered and said,
"Jesus I know.
Jesus I know.
And Paul I know.
And Paul I know.
But who are you?"
But who are you?
Verse 16. Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on
then
them.
The man in whom the evil spirit was
leaped on them.
Leaped on them.
Overpowered them.
Overpowered them.
And prevailed against them.
Uh-huh.
So that they fled.
Now, only
out.
This scripture. Can I give the NIV, NLT? Let's read more, get more explanations. I love this one.
Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them.
Jumped on them.
And overpowered them all.
Overpowered them all.
He gave them such a beating.
Gave them beatings.
That they ran out of the house.
And they ran out
naked
of the house.
And bleeding.
And bleeding. He jumped on them. Stop there. Go back. Can I get a different translation? Is it NIV or NLT? Okay.
The man with the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, and attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house, naked and battered.
The rest will not read. Let me just go straight to the point. Father, pray your presence will use me in the name above every other name. The power of God, right? That the power of God is vital in the life of every Christian. Coming to church, going home, giving offerings, and dressing.
Now,
say, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I go to church. If you don't carry God's power, your Christianity is useless. Or it's not complete. Don't forget it. The power of God is vital and necessary in the life of every child of God. It's vital, every creature. You know, the power of God, as I said last 2 weeks, it's not for the prophet. It's not for the apostle or the pastor or the bishop. It's the sign, or the mark of your sonship. So if you're a believer and you don't walk in power, or there is no power in your life, then your Christianity is not complete. The power of God is not for show or for decoration. It's not for entertainment. The power of God is for demonstration and it's for the work of God. Without the power, you can't survive. Follow me carefully. Without the power, you cannot survive. Without the power, you cannot survive. Without the power. Now, the generation we are in now, we are in the generation of power. Clap your hands and say, we are in a generation of power. Say it again. Say it again. Today, everybody in the world is seeking power.
And it will be pure we ask him as you said to me.
If you are not power hungry,
say come on, does it be to me?
If you don't search for power,
say once you share to me,
one, don't even think of entering ministry.
And a man didn't put so many jumani.
I'm taking you somewhere. I will say only four things that will
close.
If you know, in life, you must search for power. Look for power. You must get power. It is power that controls the world.
If you say, you too so.
There are seven major powers in the world. I'm saying all this, and then I start teaching you my main scripture. One, we have what we call the political power. If you see Philip not come to church, busy, where is Philip? Up and down. He's fighting for his party to come to power.
Or
to stay in power. You see him on radios, doing interviews. Political power. I'm not condemning it to police. Political power, people are looking for it.
It's
when they are in power. Even if there's a red traffic, they can pass with the police. If they are in power, they can do things. That is political power. Even that one, it was human being that voted them. And that power can pass. The second one is the military power. There are some countries you don't even try them. Like Russia and other countries, because if they shake themselves once, you and I, if Russia is fighting somewhere, and we like Ghana,
we
are going to fight them. They say, stop. You be in your house and you realize you are in another place. So another power is called anybody that can carry military power controls. Three. The occultic power. That is a secret power in the secret places. Today, everywhere you see, occultism. Secret societies. They are common now in the world. Even in Ghana, they are common.
Your mind, Ghana, Mukra, no, just say, Obebia.
They also came to my house for the hotline in the evening. I told them something about the gate thing. I told them a revelation about the gay thing. That's the way I am. Those around me, I tell them things.
One.
I told them what is happening now. I will not tell you, but I told them. Go and ask them. The fourth power in the world is the intellectual power.
They
also carry those who are intellectual. They control things. A foolish man cannot rule the world. It took a lot of intellectualism for a man to bring up Facebook. Those who are very smart, they carry power. And the fifth one is the physical power. The last one is a financial power.
The
many countries are coming together. They want to take the power from America because America is the richest country in the world. Russia and other countries, China and other countries are coming together. They want to take the power from America. Why? Because America, what makes America powerful is money. So money has power. Today, a man came here. He had a court case. He won the first court case. The second court case, all the four judges spoke against him. So I look at his face. I said, the one who took it to court has given the judges money. He didn't believe me. And I said, take the court to a different level again. Because if you're fighting a rich man and he has money,
no,
you will lose it. Because money has power. But in all these powers, the power of God is supreme. The power of God. Are you not clapping for that? Are you spiritual at all? You should have clapped for that. Among all these powers, none can match God's power. So in this generation we are in now, where do you belong? Do you belong in the political power? And you cannot walk in this world now without power. The power of God is limitless. The power of God is consistent. No matter how you are a president, one day you go as a president. Even Gaddafi disappeared. The one in Mugabe have disappeared. But God is consistent. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He doesn't change. He doesn't mature. He doesn't reduce weight. Nobody voted him to power. He doesn't celebrate birthday. You celebrate Jesus Christ. As you told you, celebrate Jesus Christ. As he told you. Has he told you to celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday? And every Christmas, I want to be a contoka. He doesn't change. He doesn't become tall and short. He is God. He rules. He is sovereign. So you can't be in this. Most of us, now I'm telling you somewhere. Follow me carefully. So you can't be in the world without power. Otherwise,
yes, sir,
you will not survive here. When the Paul was in ministry, and miracles were taking place, they brought handkerchiefs on his body, lay on the sick,
and
the sick will recover. He will pass, and his shadow that falls on the sick, the sick will recover. Strange things were happening. Strange things happening. Can I talk to you? Don't see somebody.
Men show will be.
Don't look at somebody.
Men show will be
doing something.
Oh yeah,
and you want to do the same thing.
So yes,
you will disgrace yourself. Behind the actions, there is a power force.
To me be a teacher.
So when there were some people also that saw Paul, they said, well, let's also do the same thing.
For being who Paul said, yes, you can be if you say, oh yeah.
Like people will be there, they will see prophet. I'm writing prophetic dominion, prophetic invasion. They do that prophetic invasion, prophetic clinic. But what it takes to be in a clinic, you don't have it. And the revelation behind, you don't even have it. So when they saw Paul doing the thing, they also started doing it. And when they were done, another seven group of guys, their father was a pastor. Was a chief priest. They said, we too. You want to use the power you saw Paul doing it.
Yes, you say you this too many.
And they met one demon.
And no a year and that money to me.
I know where the demon was coming from.
Maybe a sabe be a 2 minute a free bar.
A certain tribe in Ghana here.
A year Busia could be a woman.
I don't mention the tribe.
Members I was young cool needing.
Joseph, come. Seven sons of Sceva.
Yes, Cuba.
My preach is only 4 minutes. They lay hands on the demon. In the name of Jesus, the one that Paul preached.
Christo demon, the Paul can
come out. They were shouting the demon to leave. For the demon to leave. Four things happen. That is my preaching now. About the power generation. For the demon to leave the man, four things happen. Follow me carefully. And these four things, it's happened to people in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, four things. One, then the man in whom the evil spirit was leap, jump on them. Jump on them.
Written on so.
Hear me.
Hear me.
Most of you, you must be. For you to jump on people.
So bet will be so.
Things are jumping on you. Because
a son say,
you don't have what it takes to jump on them.
Only dear Ebema wants to wear a genuine woman. So,
two,
the atosum, you know,
overpower them. Why did he overpower them? Because they don't have power.
If someone need to mean, no, I'm need to
if you don't carry power, things will overpower you in life.
To me, be a bebro, so a brabum.
One man of God said, his auntie told the mother, you, I will kill your children. He said, he was standing there. His two brothers died. In Nigeria.
Nigeria.
He said, the auntie came again. He said, if you don't shut up, I will kill your daughter. He said, I saw my sister also die. And the mother of God said, his heart was boiling. He wished he would beat the auntie. But he realized it's a spiritual battle. But it's a prophet. What it takes to overcome the witch. I don't have it. I remember they took my two brothers to a Kali church, and the Kali brother of God said, God gives and God takes. And I know that this one, my auntie killed my brothers. But the father is starting the church, and he said, God gives and God takes. But I knew my auntie killed my brothers. Hear me. If you don't carry power, life will overpower you. If you don't carry power, a small girl will overpower you.
So,
me say, with all your makeup, with all your tallness, you can't. Most of you see your life. Things are empowering you, overpowering your life. Say it again. Your heart is boiling. You wish you can handle some things. Imagine one midnight. Your son is dying. You see the son die. Power, you don't have it.
You need to me. I would to me.
Do you know, sir, it was their first time?
They've
been doing it.
No,
they've not met something. You've not met somebody. You've not met anything like that.
That's
why. Overpowered them. No, not overpowered them. And beat them. Most of your life is beating you. Some things are beating you. If I eat the powers and Buko Bagu enter the ring, they will beat someone. They will beat one person, sir. I
promise
you the name, they will beat one, sir. Give me the beating one, not the violence one. I want the beating one. Do too much. The evil spirit. The evil spirit jumped on them, overpowered them all, and gave them such beating. Have you seen? Things are beating you. Things are slapping you. Left and right. It always says, if somebody slap you, turn the other side. Did it show the side you turn?
You must be another side
that react to satanic beatings. Some of you, family powers are beating you. Situations are beating you. But what you say, you don't live in it. You don't carry the power. He didn't beat one, he beat them all. And they run. Some of us, we are running for our lives. We are running from problems and situations. We are running from things because what it takes to stand, we don't have it. He naked them. The demon beat them, naked their life, naked them in shame, and they started bleeding. Disgrace. If you don't carry power, life will disgrace you. If you don't carry power, somebody will go to the malam and go for some power and disgrace you. And I was preaching somewhere outside Ghana. And I switch and I describe a snake. And as soon as I mention snake, about half of the including the pastor's wife. Look at them. I'm preaching, I mention snake. It's a disgrace to Christianity. It's a disgrace to the title or the name on you as you're born again. To be a believer, a child of God, without power, it's a disgrace. The demon disgraced him. For you to seek power, some are seeking intellectual power. People have stopped praying, stopped church. They want to become lawyers. They want to become PhD, master, because all their masters think they are fighting because they want their pay to go up. If you get your masters and you don't get God's power, so somebody will kill you.
Now when you're ready to me, I'll be cool.
Ipandia sukimianda. Adakia basuadaba. You see a believer who doesn't read the Bible.
But I'll
go and study law.
No, I could
to be a lawyer, you will read books.
So
you have power to read these books. You can read the Bible. Have you seen your life? That's why life is beating you. And if you're very careful, you'll be a master, a PhD, sister, trinji, and everything in life would disgrace you. When we enter your room, certificate. By heaven have not certified your life.
And so osoro embo wa body ewa sase we so.
When I call your name, let's call VAD, doctor, material vanity things. I will not take you
anymore.
Some are also seeking financial power. They are seeking financial power because of money. They have left the gospel, left the prayer,
they are
looking for money. What are you searching for? You think Christianity is about title? The reason why we are not making impact, and we are not making impact in our generation, is that the church is lacking power. Many men of God don't have power.
The power won't be any to me.
Only grammar,
brofu, and brofu.
The standing around, somebody came to me,
a higher
contract in this country, contractor,
She said, oh, yeah, he
went to a parliament house, and he's dying. He's a contractor. He goes to one of the biggest churches in this country. He has done all the labs. He was saying this one with the Land Cruiser. Those who came in the morning. Those who were here early morning. He came with the latest Land Cruiser. So he went to the Parliament House. He told one MP. What is happening to me? I think I need the prophet. And one MP said, go to Prophet Addison. Hear me.
Hear me.
Hear me.
Hear me.
When he came, I asked him, what church do you go? I need to know the hand on you before I can enter. I don't do that. I don't do that. When I saw his face, I said, somebody have given you a gunshot. You will die anywhere from now.
He
started shaking. I said, what church do you go?
See, I saw the Ben Aoko.
Mention the church.
No, but I saw anything.
Brab.
Okay,
today,
Enne,
he came here
Obaha,
with a testimony.
Edia dance, die.
The thing fighting him.
Adiana na ekuno no.
Only one encounter. If you don't clap, shout, and scream, you are the one fighting the fight. Do you know why? Many have left power, and they are seeking for financial power. You can have the money. You, if it's not me, like you are dead, me boy.
Very true.
I'm going to see my
radio. Let me hear you. Madaba kadima sababa. Many young boys, they've left the church, left the things of God. That's why many cannot be committed again. Because of money. So our Christianity is without power. You have juice in your fridge. You have fruit in your house. You have car in your house. Yet when you sleep, the man came, has Land Cruiser. He has traveled. He has money. He has given to the gaming dollars. And also, my father said, and also, what I have done, the dollars over my kitu ebi. Clap for the small dollar he gave me. He said, small one. Many are seeking political power. Some are seeking for intellectual power. Many are seeking for occultic power. They don't know all the power. Submit to the power that you and I
have.
They bow before the power.
He
said, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
And
all power belongs to Jesus. I came to tell somebody, we have political power. We have occultic power. But our power belongs to Jesus. If you can clap and shout, receive the higher power today. Some put their trust in horses. Some put their trust in chariots. But as for you and I, we shall put our trust in the name of the Lord. Rise on your feet and shout power seven times.
Power.
Two.
Power.
Three.
Power.
Four.
Power.
Five.
Power.
Six.
Power.
Seven.
Preaching,
maybe about the prayer. If you don't carry power, life will empower you. Family powers will empower you. Overpower you. And beat you. And you'll be naked.
Now, but them pine,
I'm naked. They want to beat a demon, and demon beats them. They want to cast a demon, and a demon cast them out. They didn't prevail. When they're returning home, they were naked. So imagine they were without wearing pants.
They will beat.
We have half naked and full naked.
Yeah, we say Oda deja efa, and he say Oda deja.
They went home naked.
No, like
they were bleeding.
No,
one man be seven sons of
Sceva.
Hear me.
Hear me.
Your father can be a prophet.
Oh, Papa,
your father can be a bishop.
Oh, Papa,
your spiritual father can be a major prophet. If you don't carry power, which is overpower you. Clap your hands and shout well.
7 minutes here we are.
Me, you don't know me, eh? You don't know me. My father is Prophet Addison.
My papa is Odifo Addison.
Obabo.
Be
who? You don't know me, eh? My father.
My papa
carries power.
My papa cried to me.
Meanwhile, you've just eaten banquet tilapia.
You eat banquet tilapia.
Go and look for power, oh.
She said to me.
So that when they are coming against power, says, and your son shall fight the enemies at the gate. Oh, am I here today? So that the demon I cannot kill, you shall rise up and kill that demon. I'm at the right place today. Don't be empty, son. Don't be empty, daughter. Don't be empty. I'm a bearer. Become. You're not here today.
Yeah.
Do you know the meaning of an armor bearer?
You say you can say Obi and Odi for an also for be enchain and on
any. If you go to a program with me,
so only me call a
you and you're my armor bearer.
Now on only me
tomorrow I'm preaching.
Now or chinamen I'm making
right that night.
Nasana
I had problem.
Now me will
have my stomach.
Now me
and I can't.
Now me to me.
If you can hold my Bible.
You bet me cry,
then you can hold the mic.
And you bet me cry, you can say, no.
That is the meaning of an armor bearer.
And you need to say, you can say, Obi, anyway.
Armor bearer is not a title.
And your body.
Or a post.
And I say, yeah, Jina baby.
You must hold the mic.
I was so to me cry. Who cried to me? You bet me cry.
Please, my father is not well.
My son, my papa, my father.
If you see me,
I say, who me?
You have seen my father.
Who major?
If Robert, Papa Robert Ampiakufi,
say Papa Ampiakufi,
goes anywhere,
Eko baby,
in the world,
and we are
and they ask him,
now you
who do you recommend?
Why now? Obey to me, Adan,
to send him for you or so, to come and he will not mention anyone's name.
Oh, baby,
the first night I will come out of his mouth,
because
he knows that when I stand, I represent him.
And you mention,
if you can clap and shout, may you represent the power. Oh, you are not clapping at all. May you represent the glory. May you not be ashamed to your father or your mother, but may you represent the power. Leave your single and tell somebody, go and represent the power of God. Represent the power. Represent the power. Represent the power. Represent the power of God. It must be your vision. It must be your vision. It must be your vision. We have come to draw. We have come to draw.
So come.
Lift your hands.
We have come to draw.
We have come to draw power. Lift your hands.
Draw from you.
Again.
We have come to draw.
We have come to draw.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.